Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Alyssa Long. It's Thursday, July 2nd. July 2nd. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. North Korea has reportedly test-fired four short-range missiles off of its eastern coastline. That's according to South Korea's Yonhap news agency. The launch was expected. Pyongyang had warned boats of a military firing exercise in the region. North Korea has strained international relations with several missile launches and an underground nuclear test. U.S. military officials say a U.S. soldier captured in Afghanistan is being held by a well-known warlord. Right now, U.S. forces are conducting an all-out search to find the unidentified soldier who has been missing since Tuesday. This warlord is said to operate in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, so there's concern he could be taken across the border. The June jobs report is out early due to the Independence Day holiday, but there's not much to celebrate in these numbers. The unemployment rate jumped to 9.5%. 467,000 jobs were lost in June. That's about 100,000 more than expected. Construction and manufacturing jobs, the hard hit. It is the highest rate in 26 years. Let's get to some good news. If you're hitting the road for the 4th of July weekend, gas prices are still trickling down. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is now $2.62. You're up to date. Those are the headlines at this hour. Do stay with CNN, CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.